it's been kind of challenging to even talk in general, because I think one of the things that makes obsessions with like a kind of like a certain record or a certain thing so important is that it really kind of like shelters us in a way. Because I think, you know, as we're all living beings, we're all inclined to suffer, to have loss. The past couple years have really sort of changed my perspective on life, and there's beauty in that, but it doesn't feel beautiful. You know, it, you can rationalize it in your head and say, you know, there's a lot of like niceties to sort of say about going through certain things in life, you know, having people and things, you know, ripped away and sent somewhere else. I think, you know, I think it's a difficult thing to process, because the words are increasingly, it's more dangerous to express these kinds of sentiments and reach out and really ask for help, because you don't know what you can trust anymore. You don't know if there's a person behind there. And it, I think, you know, having a bit more caution, it's been very hard for me to even find the thoughts to express, or try to do any kind of adage or commentary whatsoever, you know? And I think this is really where art finds its purpose. One of the, to me, one of the greatest purposes of art or human creativity is that when you grapple with something you can't outwardly express, it gives you this ability to kind of transmogrify your suffering almost magically. And it's a kind of thing that, the kind of suffering that can be weaponized against you, and then fling those feelings out into the world without incurring further damage. That's kind of what the gift of creativity is all about. You know, you can pray these things away. There are ways you can cope and deal with certain things that happen in life. But to me, you know, there's nothing you can say in the world to a group of strangers or even people you're close with that's going to ease the pain than doing something creatively, in my opinion. You know, it's like if you deal with a certain kind of loss, you know, making an album, I think, is a really great way to process it, because you don't have to explain yourself, you know? You can feel those feelings in an intense and intimate way and have that kind of conversation without needing to put yourself at risk for nothing, you know? And this is another thing that I think is going to be kind of abundantly more of an issue. It could change, though, as well. Like, I think these things are amenable to change. I don't think that humanity is kind of like stagnant, but I do think it's a very kind of cruel place at the moment. And I think, you know, you never know. It's just, there are so many scammers out there, and nobody really knows anything about anybody or anything. And, you know, it's just pure sort of like shock and chaos all around us. And I think this is kind of, this is, you know, historically why people sort of get into these abstract ways of expressing themselves, you know. And it's not some, and I don't think it can be sort of summated by asking ChatGPT to help you out here. These are things that only you know you can expunge. And that's not to say machines or machine learning can't help aid that process. I think that there's something there to that, but part of it has to come from within as well. And I think it's a really sort of strange time to try to talk about things. You know, there's a lot of fear I'm been in a place of fear, honestly, especially past couple of months. If I'm going to be 100% honest, you know, I have a lot of kind of like, you know, I guess you can almost say guilt. It's when you lose something in life, there's always going to be a guilt process. You know, we've all made mistakes. We've all, you know, have to reckon with those mistakes, and we have to kind of accept them and try to express how we can do better. At least for me, I want to do better. I don't want to do worse. You know, like the point is, you know, our entire civilization is structured around weakness. And you can even see this in plate tectonics. The weak sediment actually kind of aids like the strong rises and creation of geological forms. And the same thing is in human life. We care for the young, we care for the weak, we care for the sick, we care for the old. And that is what actually structures our community. This is the foundation. I mean, this is such a huge basis of Christian thought as well. And so I think sort of you'll never escape the fact that as humans with a perception, we are structured around the margins. We're structured around weakness, which I think why embracing what's minor, what's minority, is it's a fact of social human existence. And it doesn't really matter what political universalists think, people who sort of want to impose one way or some form of oppression, you know, that's not actually like the Girardian thing doesn't really stack up, because it's not the persecuted, it's caring for the persecuted, it's caring for the sick, it's caring for the weak. And these are things, you know, I think a lot about. They've been weighing on my mind a lot, and I just, you know, I don't know who's out there who, you know, because obviously this isn't a direct conversation, and I'm just saying, like, I really do, the thing that's helped me the most is just getting into making something, getting into writing poetry, writing lyrics, working on an album. You know, there are days